Alrighty then. Welcome back to the Keeping It Real podcast. It is your host, Barikchit Splash, man of many nicknames. But anyways, guys, this is a podcast episode I wanted to record. Again, no agenda, nothing, just off the dome, talking about what my life's been like lately. And yeah, right now I am in Cape Town, South Africa. That's right, I am in Africa. A lot of people are surprised that I'm here. And what's funny is that they were really surprised before I went. They're like, why are you going to South Africa? Isn't it dangerous, this, that, or whatever? And now they see my stories. Now they see all the fun things I've been doing. Now they like are kind of a little bit more exposed to, like, you know, the non-media perspective of Africa. And I'm telling you guys, I think in the next year or so, we're going to see a huge wave of entrepreneurs come out to Africa the same way, or at least Cape Town, the same way, you know, I think Bali, and I'm trying to think like Thailand, you know, like the digital nomad places. But yeah, Cape Town is flipping dope, man. Like it is, honestly, I think it's my fourth day here. And let me tell you something, I'm going to come here every flipping year, because right now it is summertime, and I'm saying this on January 25th, right? Like, it's summer in January, and it's like literally hacking the matrix and getting a second summer, so why wouldn't you do that, right? Anyways, guys, so what do I want to talk about today? Since the last podcast, you know, I went to Miami. I've been in Cape Town. My Miami trip, it was very short. I went to Miami to finish something regarding New Edition, and something that relates to New Edition that you guys will see in the future. But, you know, we secured our first partnership with this vision I have with New Edition that is going to come forward. And I'm very, very excited for this. I think this is going to be dope. I don't want to talk about it too much until it's, like, you know, executed. But I am very excited on this. So my main purpose of going to Miami was exactly that. But as always, you know, I had to link some friends. I went out to dinners. What else? Just honestly, one thing about Miami that I would say is, first of all, it's an overwhelming city. I have way too many friends. I have way too many people I know there. And that's a good thing. But in a short trip, guys, that's honestly a bad thing, because the amount of people that hit me up saying, yo, you never linked me, yo, this, that, or whatever, there was too many of them. And, you know, if you're listening to this and you are one of them, I would like to first apologize. I was only there for like 5 days, you know what I mean? And most of the time I did want to spend working on something related to business rather than just going out all the time. But I did get to link a lot of my amazing friends, had amazing conversations with people, you know, especially at cigar lounges. As I said, cigar lounge, I just had a flashback of me, you know, getting a little way too turned up and just throwing up. And, that's what happens when you mix alcohol and when you're not aware that you've been drinking all day. Like, again, I only get too drunk when I am not self-aware that I have been drinking the whole day. 'Cause what happens is we go from establishments to establishments, right? Like restaurants to this lounges, or like at home or whatever. And I forget that I have been drinking all day. Right? Or I have been, like, this happened to me last year in Montana, where when we first went to Drew's house, we're drinking wine, you know, we're having amazing conversations, then we go to a restaurant, then we go to a bar, then we go to a house party. I don't think my brain registers sometimes that, yo, we're not starting off fresh, you know. And that happened to me in Miami too, for us, my brother Sebas's birthday, where I think I was drinking the whole day, went to a restaurant, we had some cocktails, and then went to the hotel where Sebas was staying at. And I was just drinking, you know, White Claw and Clase Azul. And it's like, I just forget sometimes, you know what I'm saying? And the way I'm talking about this, it sounds like I have an alcohol problem. I promise you, I don't. I think that alcohol is the one thing I do have under control, where if I don't want to drink it, I don't drink it. Like, what am I saying, man? Like, I don't ever drink alcohol alone. It's more of a social thing. But, you know, I'm becoming more self-aware when it will become a burden versus when it's just like a social thing. You know, even in Cape Town the other day, we went out one of the first nights. Our boy Pete showed us around, and I did get a little too turned. And the next day, the hangover was ugly. But that's, again, mixing drinks, not realizing we've been drinking the whole day. We started drinking at 3 p.m. Rosé, because my friend Mikey, who's one of the reasons I came to Cape Town, because this dude was like, yo, let's go to Cape Town. Mikey loves rosé, so he Uber Eats rosé. It's like 3 p.m. or 4 p.m. We started drinking rosé. Pete comes, first time meeting Pete, comes with Corona. You know, got to drink Rona by the beach. Then we go to a restaurant, have some whiskey sours. The other boys are taking tequila shots, which I didn't do. But, you know, we had mojitos, whiskey sours, all these drinks. And then we go to the club where we're drinking vodka. Then Mikey goes wild and just starts ordering bottles of champagne. And again, it's like you get too excited, too caught up in the moment. You're having fun. It's one of your first times, you know, in Africa. I mean, I haven't even gone out in so long. So it was my first time going out, too. So there was that. But yeah, I don't want to spend the whole episode talking about alcohol. Let's talk about some business stuff. So again, going to Miami, one thing I would say is my standards definitely get raised. You know, I talk to people that are just used to just way bigger things. I am exposed to wealth that I'm not really exposed to in Toronto. I'm exposed to conversations I don't really have with certain people in Toronto. And even in Cape Town, man, it's the same way. You know, one of the main, I mean, you know what, I think it would be perfect to start off with why I even came to Cape Town. And one of the main reasons I came to Cape Town is to get away from all the distractions, get away from all the BS. And all the, I think, you know, negative influence that kind of has me in Toronto. I love my friends. I love the city of Toronto, but I did a review of 2021 or yeah. And then the 2 months that were 9 out of 10, I think I mentioned in the last podcast, was when I was traveling with a certain friends. And, you know, where we had cultivated a certain environment, where they had, you know, kept me accountable, where they, you know, where we were honestly on the vibe of just getting better. And it's the same vibe here in Cape Town, right? Yes, we went out drinking one night. Yes, we go out to dinners, whatever. But most of the time, we are here, we're working, we're just trying to get better. And not just money-wise, but get in the best shape, you know, get better spiritually. You know, for me, one of my biggest goals in 2022 is to get rid of a lot of the limiting beliefs that I believe that I still hold, right? Because you got to understand, if you've been conditioned to think a certain way or feel a certain way about things for 18, 19 years of your life, and you finally become self-aware that it's hurting you, it's not an overnight thing where you can just get let go of that, right? It's still sometimes unconscious. So I am always trying to work towards that.
Yo.
That was my roommate, Simone, seeing if I was home. But yeah, you know, exactly that. So one of the things here is like just getting rid of limiting beliefs. And you know, you guys might be wondering, how do I do that, right? I think it's a lot to do with just, again, self-awareness, being on your own, having discussions, being open-minded, talking about things, journaling. Honestly, like, I'm already loving the 4 days I've been here. What's up? Give me a... I'm recording a podcast episode.
Oh, shit, my bad.
Don't even worry about it. I'll keep this in. Don't worry about it, bro. It's a one take. Just that. I want to get this out to you guys, so I'm not going to edit that. But anyways, yeah, getting rid of limiting beliefs, getting... What was I saying? I really think that the next 2 months of my life in Cape Town are going to be life-changing. I think not only will I make the most money I've ever made, but I think I'll be in the best shape. I think I will be at my peak. You know what? Let's talk about that. Like, what do I mean by my peak, right? So when I look back at my life, like, I'm about to be 22 years old in, damn, a month, right? And I'm realizing that, you know, I am not at my peak in certain areas of life. And that, to me, disgusts me, because as a person with high standards, I should not be tolerating that, right? Like, right now, I'm not really in the best shape of my life, right? I gained some weight during the pandemic. There was times where I wasn't consistent with my workouts or my diet. So I don't have the six-pack anymore. I don't have the muscles that I used to have when I used to be 16, 17 years old. So I am not at my peak health-wise, right? Even, I think, like, spirituality-wise, I feel like there was a certain time in my life where I was at a peak in that point. So I really want to work towards being at the peak of, like, every area of my life, right? And that might sound like a long shot, or like that might sound like just all absurd, but I think that's possible, and that's what I'm working towards. I want to be the best version of myself every day, and I want to progress towards becoming that person every single day. And I think Cape Town is going to be that environment that's going to help me do that. One thing here is, again, the people. You know, my roommate Simone, I've lived with them in Bali briefly, 2019, Mexico in 2021. Shane is about to come through. Our boy Pete here, such a dope guy. You know, on the same vibe of just getting better. Mikey's here as well. I think he's gonna leave in like 2 weeks, or he's leaving in like 5 days, but we're telling him to extend his stay. But yeah, you know, this is the right environment to get better, and I do want to get better. Like, I want to be at my peak. Like, you know, I'm about to be 22 years old, and it kind of disgusts me that I'm not at my peak. So there was a time, I think, during the pandemic where I kind of lost myself, where I got into certain bad habits, where I got into certain mindsets, where I was in the wrong crowd, had, you know, negative influences influence me in a certain way. And I want to get back to me. Like, I genuinely want to get back to me, because I don't even know how to explain it, but I know some of you guys will understand when I say that, like, you know, when you feel like you're not at your 100%, like, there's a different type of feeling, and there's a different type of confidence, self-esteem that comes with just being at your 100%, like just being the best version of you, you know what I mean? So I want to get back to that, because I know I can get there. I know it's a progress. I know it's going to, you know, it's going to suck. There's going to be there's going to be things I'm going to have to do that I don't like. There's going to be a lot of boring tasks that I'm not going to enjoy, but I am looking forward to this, and I am very, very excited of this. But yeah, I'm trying to think what else, guys. I just wanted to make a quick little update video, you know what I mean? I think I'll talk a little bit more about Cape Town as I live here a little bit more, but let me tell you something, guys. This is one of the most amazing cities / places I've ever been to. I think I'm gonna make this a yearly thing, like I was saying. Every time during winter time, I have no reason to be in Canada. Speaking of Canada, man, just sad what's going on there, right? Another lockdown just imposed, or lockdown has been happening for the month of January. They're reopening on January 31st with like 50% restrictions, and just way home, you know, still mask mandates, still QR code BS, while UK and all these other countries are getting rid of it. Yeah, it's weird what's going on. I try to rationalize like why they do this. I just can't. And I think that's like the thing that really annoys me, is like, I'm like, none of this really logically makes sense, where, you know, a lot of the things that they have placed has been disapproved not once, but I feel like many times. And you know, government taking measures. What was the quote? You know, insanity, doing the same thing over and over again. It makes no sense, right? But whatever. Enough about Canada. There's a reason I left. But yeah, guys, I hope you guys have a great day, man. I hope you guys, you know, enjoy whatever you guys are doing. I am just excited to get back to work, because I haven't been able to, like, you know, be at my 100% fully focused, get some work done for the last 2 weeks while I've been in Miami and while I've been just getting adjusted in Cape Town. But I'm ready to just go full-fledged, go heavy, go in and go hard with my businesses, right? Mint Ave, a new addition, even my Airbnb. I want to make it better. You know, what's cool about that is like my parents helped me handle that, and my dad has found a way to, like, you know, enjoy doing what he does with Airbnb and or what we have with Airbnb. So I'm very, very excited. And yeah, you know what's crazy is like the lockdown did affect my business too, in the Airbnb side, because after November we never missed a night, except for the last 2 days for one of our apartments, which is interesting. And I really hope things go back to normal, man. I really hope things go back to normal, because, like, it's been 2 years, and I know I'm trying my best not to complain, guys, but it's just like, I'm like so over it, because everywhere, like, you know, there's a lot of places in the world where, like, they have moved on, and I feel like in Canada we haven't. And it's just sad what's going on with the media, with, you know, the politicians. Like, it's you can see right through it, and I think that's the discrepancy. And that's the thing that really, really bothers me. But, you know, I'm out of that country. It's completely fine. New Edition is going hard. Our courses are going amazing. You know, people are loving the Discord. People are loving the videos we're making. The new versions of the course are coming out, and it's just getting exciting. So, yeah, I'm going to be working towards that, just building out the new version of the course, building out New Edition, improving Mint App systems and everything that we got going on there. But, yeah, much love, guys. Thank you all for listening. As you guys know, I have a sports podcast that I do with my friend Terusian. I will be giving out more information on that. I haven't been talking about it as much, and I've been just waiting to kind of get acclimated here in Cape Town to start working on it. But I think that sports podcast is going to be dope. So I'm very, very, very excited for this. But yeah, guys, much love. Thank you all for the support and listening to me. If you guys have feedback, let me know. Again, this is like a 15-minute off the dome type podcast. You know, I just wanted to record this just to have something out. And you will see that season two is a lot more like this, right? Where I'll talk about different lessons I've learned and different things I've done. And there's a lot of lessons I've learned that I probably don't even, you know, haven't mentioned yet. But, you know, or actually, you know what? I'll end it off with this lesson, which is that every year I get reminded how important environment is when it comes to you being successful and you being the best version of yourself. I originally learned this back in 2018, where in the summertime I changed my environment, where I stayed with my friend Hayden in Newport Beach, where we were exposed to some crazy wealth and, you know, how different my mindset was. And then going to intern for Brandon Carter in a place like New York, where it's just lively and where there's like that hustle vibe. And then going back home with my homies, like, you know, nothing against them, but like, it was just not the same. I was just not in the same mindset. And then, you know, same way, like I said, last year, right? Like 2021, where I'm looking at my review for the year and realizing that the 2 months that were the best is where I was in the environment where people around me wanted to grow. People around me wanted to, you know, get better. And there were people that were keeping me accountable and helping me not engage in my bad habits and, you know, encouraging good habits. And every year, like, that just gets proven even more and more. And I feel like I have to dial this down and be very, very aware of who I am surrounding myself with, what my environment is like, and what type of influence it is bringing on to me. Because I'm telling you, your environment is your destiny. If you hang around five bums and you are the best guy, like, you will be a bum too. In the same way, it's like, if you're a bum and you hang around five G's, like, eventually you will be a G. Not in every case, but, you know, that, like, I would say in most cases, yes. I feel like if you see other people that are on their shit, doing their shit, you are more likely to do shit, versus if you are around people that are not doing shit, where they make it a normal to be a bum, you are going to lower your standards to that as well. And, you know, I've talked about standards so many times, man. Like, having high standards is so important, because your standards determine your reality, man. I have high standards for everything in my life. You'll never see me with the ugly girl. You'll never see me, you know, tolerating some stupid behavior. You'll never see me tolerate, you know, I will never let myself go like the way I did, I think, in the pandemic, where I just gained a, and I didn't even get fat. I just got a, you know, just gained some weight where my face got a little bit like thicker and shit. But like, I'll never let myself go like that again. Like, just keeping that high standards. But yep, this is a proper goodbye. Much love. Thank you all so much for listening. I really, really do appreciate you guys. You know, this podcast gets a lot of support from people, and I apologize that I wasn't able to do this as much in 2021. But trust me, 2022, we're coming full fledged. We're not stopping. We're going all in. Much love. Bye bye.